ourselves. We are incriminating ourselves according to some mafarshim by giving the shir. But since it is Inyan of the Yoma, I think that will be okay. I'll be calling tomorrow to have the kindness. There are copies of Mara Makoma. Is there any extra copies around? Today's Shiva divided into three parts, as the Mara Makoma indicates. Erev Tishabov, and we have time, a special part of Tishabov called out of Mahan's on Shabbat. So although it's not relevant to this year, it was relevant to last year. So, it's going to come up again. I mean, we hope never. It won't come up again, Okay. So we started tomorrow in the Sefer Tainus, that Lama Namanam. Talking about Erev Tishabov. Well, it tells us, one from the Mishnah earlier, Chavav, Erev Tishabov, a person should not eat Tukach Shilin, nor should he have Vosner Yayin. The Gemara says in the last line, by the Minhag of Rabbi Yehuda Ber-Rabbi Loi, Erev Tishabov, Tavim Lo Pat Kareva, B'melach, B'yoshev, Bentana L'Shirayim, V'Ofer V'Shosel, L'Olef Kito Shomayim, V'Doma T'Misha Mesa Mutal L'Fonim. That's the Gemara. So, how do you define this mystical meal known as the Kuda HaMakbek? How is it defined? So the Ran on page Yudam and Aleph, Dapi Haran Barif, says as follows, Kotzav Ran Banza, Dabra, the Kuda HaMakbek Ba, Kol She'enu Osid Lito Kuda HaKheresh HaKvil, Apa pisha dat alecha la roi. Doesn't make a difference. It's still called the Suda Masek. Lo! Ke elu she bitnon beten rishoyin. Och le vato vishakrin v'yayin. Vachakat och le naroi. Ke lahastik v'achila. She ain't the vato v'yayin. And there have been writer. It says, the Katanian often listens to Uda Acheres, Dafka. If you have a Suda Acheres, then the previous Suda is not called a Suda HaMasek. But if you have a snack afterwards, then what you had earlier is called a Suda HaMasek. So the person can have meat and wine, then he'll walk around the block, come back and have potato chips. He's in violation. The Ramban calls him, I don't want to say it again, but we have to. What's it called again? What's the name? One more time? Bitnon Beten Rishoyim. Stomach for the stomach of evil people. The frightening kind of a thing. Okay, so now comes the nitty-gritty. How do you define Keva? How do you define Aroi? This is very, very important to analyze, and analyze it very carefully. So the Prisha in the top of the base, the son Zion, says, look, as long as the food that you have afterwards has bread, we take aroi, means you don't wash. When you wash, by definition, it's considered to be a food of kerem. But of course, if the priest is correct, then we're all right. We're okay. The priest calls his opinion. That's our meaning. We have whatever we eat, at least, to our fill. Then we have some other half whistle with us. Then we all sit down on the floor, we'll get to later, and we eat bread with an egg, with ashes, we'll get to it. But since we're eating bread and we're washing, that's enough to consider to be a keva, so whatever we eat before that, it is not called food of our segas, and there's no limitation. What was the preacher who called by the name of Yesh Omrim? The preacher is four. Because if the Ramban meant that afterwards you only had the potato chips, that's obvious. The Kiddush in the Ramban, the Kiddush must be that you eat bread. What we do, I don't want to say it again, I can't say it now, but run. Your stomach is a bad stomach. Alright, let's leave it at that. So writes the preacher in Tzitzchak Zion, rejecting the Yeshom. Again, our minhag is exactly the minhag of the Yeshom of the preacher. So how do we answer the question of the preacher? The answer to believe is as follows. No. The heart of the order is that as long as there's something afterwards, even if it's like Eli afterwards, that's still enough to characterize the previous meal as a non-Susan upset. Kamashmalon, not that way. But in fact, if you have a slice of bread, that is considered to be keva, you wash, you bench, that is a typical keva for a meal. The preacher does, however, say that if you ate your fill, and when you have emphasis, we call in our language, achila gata, then it's no good. Here's a whole different story. Now he's emphasizing the first meal. The first meal is so much, there's no room for anything in your stomach. Earlier he said it was the second meal which was determinant, whether it was Susa Gadola or not. It's a little strange to the lust of the Prisha which way it's going. Not the meal would be. Someone eats a very big meal. Okay? What does that mean? He first fills himself, and then he has a meal at the end. A meal, bread, a lot of bread with one top shoe. According to the preacher, it's no good. Why? He has he's stuffing himself now. Whereas according to the earlier interpretation, he said, look, he sits on the floor with one slice of bread, with one half an egg, with a little ash. That's not called a meal. But if his top shoe has, I don't know, tuna fish. Is it a whole big fat tuna fish sandwich with lettuce or tomato? Yeah, lettuce and raw, tomatoes and raw. Right? Bread is not considered a tapshil. A huge tuna that could happen to find out, you know? Big one tuna with pizza. Right? Oh, wow! But that would be considered a tuna kavua l'chol hadayit. And therefore, the actual flow would not be a problem, even though now he's eating a semi-gasa. So in other words, the priest himself is touching two different buttons there. It's just cotton dye, and if you have a chance, you can look it up. Dr. Moshe, it's just cotton gimel, that the Ramban Kepeda is only on both of the yayin. You notice, if you listen carefully to the lesson of the Ran, I read to you earlier, part of the Ramban, he was talking about the Betin Rishoyim of individuals who are involved in both of the yayin. It says, therefore, the Ramah, we have a minute, we don't have both of the yayin from a Shoyish. No tears there, I think. So since we don't have a bus there, so therefore we can't run afoul of the Ramban, because we don't have a bus of the Ayin whatsoever. What about Ribri Macholin, you know, Veni Tashilin? That's not necessarily a problem. After an Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to eat a lot, there's the Shloyazik HaTainis. Nonetheless, the Ramban writes to Dr. Moshe, it's better not to eat too much, just eat today's sorko, like even before any other fast. I understand. Every fast you also eat a lot. We eat more before a fast than a plain meal, because you know you're not going to be eating for another many hours. I don't quite understand what to eat. First, you shouldn't have more than your normal, and you should have before every other fast. That is more than your normal. You can't just look at the document and just go and give them, again, it's not so clear. Okay. Get the impression again from the Dr. Moshe, the first ate is full, it ate to its fill, not shy of the Suda Kavua afterwards. At the beginning, around the Dr. Moshe. And if you get the impression, and only it's both of the iron altar, which is what the Ron says, but even Shnei Tafshilin would be awesome. What we call Easter, but we call it Kol Tzavo. Okay. Now, more you get the impression that you ate your fill, then it's not shy of the Suda Kavua afterwards. We said before the preacher, two different problems. Is the problem what you ate before, what do you eat after? The Ramah is not the Tzavo Italian. If you had such a big meal before, then it's not shy of the Suda Kavua afterwards. That's by definition is characterized as I wrote. But that Ramah writes our minig, that we have a lot of food, and the Ramban is only asking both of the yayin. What the problem becomes, manasha. I understand. If our bread and egg is considered a suda kavua, then in theory, you must even go to the yayin. We have a minute not to, but be sure it is. And if it's not, then it shouldn't be matter even shnei tavshilin. So it's not so clear. So, like I said before, the Bach is of the opinion that bread and egg is considered a tudas aroi, that it's easier mivina to have two tavshilin in the earlier meal, which is coming up at 6 o'clock today. Yes, Dr. Moshe, against our minute. The Taz also puts the Mashal held that way. The Ramah, Dr. Moshe, was derived from a Medrash Rabbah in Eicha, speech of Eicha. Yisrael, Oakland, the Sholson, who was doctoring their Pishabah, and then they were there, in a positive light. Does the Mongol have wrong rights in Tuskus and the days? It's talking in the days? No. They only ate cold starka. And the starka just means they drank cold starka. So it doesn't mean wine, we don't drink wine. It means beer? Water, I don't know what it means. It's entitled 2 days in the Yerushalmi. It says, Rahman ate cold ma'akolit. And then he took bread and he put ashes on it and said, Zoe, do this, Ishba. So the wrong part of Yerushalmi is exactly like our minute. That's exactly what our minute is. Right? Well, no. Not kol ma'akolim, but kol tzarko. Called Tzarka, 2 years off from Yerushalmi. Called Tzarka might mean he just ate whatever he needed, but it was not with a two-top shilin. Called Macholim is two-top shilin at least. Because Macholim doesn't mean one Macholim only. Called Macholim has an implication of two-top shilin. That was exactly how many off from Yerushalmi. But if yours is not called Macholim, but rather called Tzarka, then you really can't tell. That's the mastic between the Suda, which we call the non-Suda Masekas, and the Suda Masekas. Otherwise, it's one big continuum, and of course, it's also assumed you have two tashilim in the earlier meal. So how do you make the test? What do you do? So Ramon writes this test, Minig, called Yulaf Ashkenaz, Lechel, Suda Kavua, called Mincha, Kaplan's followed with Mincha, both Suda Masekas. Maharil, the Noagim Maharba Stas, the Suda Rishona, this lo yazik lahem atayin. All the folks in the Lord Yom, come on Kippur. What's medesh echer abasi? Okay. Machmir, you nikwa kodesh. I'm the kadosh nev over here. Let's just do this, try to keep the dinner. Okay? This is the Ramah in Simon Tavkut in the day. See it to text. The Mishnah Berurah writes here in Tavkut in Tav Palace, both the Dr. Moshman and Ariel, you got a shul without a minimum. A shul without a minimum. And then he writes, the summer birth, Gavkin birth, that's a Muslim, it's Chilu. So the Sharafian, Tazayi, says, the Lavafi, Osir, Leila, from Koma, Kod, and birth, that's a Muslim. Yes. But not for the Mincha, he says, I'm Lokan, I'm Brogor, I'm Brokha, Shem, and Tripa. Well, Shabbos could be seven places. And some to wrench and wash right over them right away would not be allowed. But they had to fabricate some kind of a hefzik. But they had a very good way, from Hepsik. The Hepsik is called Mincha. Mincha. And he has the contact of the Prima Godin, this is the Sharatian speaking of Zion. Prima Godin says in the Eshma Ram Yudeh, enough to have him ask either with Berukha Samazin or with Mincha. He says it can't be. You just do Berukha Samazin without Mincha, the Berukha Shein of Shincha. I understand what it means is that the Prima Godin is discussing the issue of Shnei Tar Shilin. He's not discussing the Indian of Berukha. As a matter of fact, how does Mincha alone work? What means Mincha or benching? Nah, it doesn't mean that way. Even Mr. Brewer has Mistama he bench. Even Mistama he bench. If the guy goes east and goes out of Mincha without benching, comes right back. He meets somebody else. What is there? Oh, that's certainly us, sir. Without the benching, it's certainly one meal. That's what I thought. Because the Mincha is only, it's not a Mincha's Kovea. The Mincha is only one of many Ekatimses. So that he was master the Eastern Brahma Shana Tricha. But the matzik between the first part and the first meal and the second, that's the first part, two meals. The first meal and the second has to be Birka Tamazin. That's what I thought for sure. That's what I thought for sure. I don't think Mincha alone should work. I don't know. In the expression of the Mishnah Berurah and of Chavei, you get the impression he both. Came into Birka Tamazin, the Gavit Spala Mincha B'Yemsa. I don't know why Mincha should either be more Mala or Morin in Hilchus. Two students versus one student. So understand, benching is determined. So if you are the heptic of Mincha, have a different heptic. We dive in Mincha already. Everyone in this room dive in Mincha already. We're not going to dive in a second Mincha. So what do you do? But we have a minute here in camp, and we try to do, after we have the meal one, we take a break. First we leave the dining room, we go back to the bunk, and we go back to the bunk, and the minute we have here in camp, we try, as we put on, we change our shoes. Take off your shoes, get your hands nice and dirty, put on your tissue of sneakers. You're not required to do this, by the way. Today, you're not required. Dr. Moshe conveyed that you should do it. You should have the Sfudim HaPesekas in your full sneakers. But the Ramoi writes that to Zion, ain't Sarach Lachos Menola. He's called Machriya Lekula. But so what? We're going to Machriya Lekula, not so much because he wanted to Machriya Lekula. You don't look for Kumbhut. But it's an excellent opportunity to make a nice good hefty. Go to the bathroom, change your shoes, you can walk around there, walk around a little bit, and make a hefty, which is no less hefty than Tfilas Mincha. So Tfilas Mincha is such not a hefty. Look, that person is somewhere, it happens to me, unfortunately too often. I'm sitting somewhere, and it's almost Shkia, or even not, and then you're sitting in the yeshiva, eating lunch, and they yell, this is without a mincha. Somewhere, I have to have a minute for mincha now, I won't be getting a lift. I run out, stop a mincha, come right back and then I continue eating. We get out of the door. It's right next door, not far away. It's literally right outside my room. I go down to the room, come right back. That's okay, but mincha as such is not a mastic in the meal. Thank you, is a mastic in the meal. Mincha is only there to be created. Not that they have to grow up in the street. What they not need, you start to change your shoes, go to the bathroom, go find them, move around a little bit. That should be sufficient hefsek as well. Interestingly, the Mechaber and DeVoe quote, the Misha Eshelel Oyocha B'sudim HaSekas El Kas Kareinu B'melach V'kipa Shalayim. That's the Yudah Barbi Loi. That's it, nothing else. And then the, what's amazing, is the previous Sif in Sif Hei, the Ramah said, Yesh Nogin Lechel Basin Koshin Shugam Ken Machal Aveil. So the Chora, this minute contradicts the other minute. And we want to be the Chachil of the Yid. What should we do? Should we have bread with eggs or bread without eggs? If we want to have with eggs, we'll fulfill the minute of Ramah. If, however, you want to put the minhag of the Misha Eshelon in the Chavetz above, just bread and water, then maybe you really shouldn't have eggs. I don't know, I think you can't have it both ways. No, because you follow the Ramah, you'll be mevachel the Misha Eshelon in the Shulchan Aruch. The minhag has to follow the Ramah, I think. You need to have eggs. Don't care about that. We read the expression to Misha Meitha Mutal Lefonim, that's an Ablam and Abibayt. On this basis, the because it says the men sit on the floor, as we have in the Mordechai teaches us this halacha, that you're supposed to sit on the floor during the Suda Hamasek. But I think it's also the Rabban quotes from the second Snuffer, you're supposed to sit on the floor. Roy Cotton, it's not here, from the second Roy Cotton. The Mordechai is a tough, cool flat without it. That's really how lovely it is. Here. There you go. It's just a fissure log. It says that... Here we go. Open Sfudim HaPesekas a la karka. Okay? A la karka. The Mordechai is based upon our Gemara. It's considered the equivalent of Misha Meso with the Lepana with one of the seven Snuggles should also be on the floor. Now, it's interesting. People are literally not even sit on the floor. In the case of Misha Meitha Mutal Lefonav, we often find it also on the floor. How come? It's against the Lefonav and the Sefer Smachas. We explained in the Avelah Shirim that the Gemara is not just a character. The Gemara says, Eino Meitha V'Ochel. The Rabbanim says to me, Eino Meitha V'Ochel, but you can't sit at all. And the Beis Yosef is Mashma and others. I mean, you don't sit at a table in a normal fashion. If you sit to eat, pulled away from the table somewhat, and not have a normal fashion, that would be a sufficient hecker. So the Nia says we tell people to do. Somehow when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we're somehow more prone to actually sit on the floor. You see in Sidim HaSem, you sit on the floor, and you don't find it often when it comes to Anita's prop. Fine. Now, the Gemara Flamen Amar Aleph has a different machlokes. This is over here, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Lishana, Hesed Lishana, Rav Alecho Shnei Tavshilin, Minepa. 10 people, 5. 10 kosos, 5. What's this Lishana? So the guys are right, that the Rav Shimon Gamliel is making a more than Tanakama. Tanakama asked both of the eye, the Shnei Tavshilin. He, however, Rashbam with the other, does not the eye. The word kosos with him is 10 people. That calls, you know, he actually calls. Then he calls, shall the eye, right? You know what he calls it. But the Mashmalot of Rashbag is that he's not there one calls of the eye. So actually, they feel it. And, is another impression conveyed, if a person's used every year to have 3 tafshilin, he'd be allowed in the Mashmalot to have 2 tafshilin. So it's a shinui. With the quote of Tanakama, no. No. And therefore the Mashmalot says, Mada, the Tavrashbag, who's more maker, required. We go down from 10 people to 5. How much more so should we, the Ramonopoly, require that you go down from 10 people down to 5? We should not eat with the same number of people that you're accustomed to. And the Mordechai quotes this in Simon, Tough Race, Lama's Pet. With their cold man. Called Manchu. Let's see. Oh, okay. No, that was different place. Where is it? I don't see it right now. Here we go. Rabbi listened to the use of the hay cut the Rav Yoh. After the Rashbam, the Tanakh of Pligi, the Sharmili, the Hot Milk, the Lochazina, the Pligi. They agree. Okay, so we have to cut down the number of people who are eating with you. So I said more time. Okay, now if we look at Tosfos over here, the Afal Gam and the Aflam and Amar Aleph, they, if my Rav Lishos has Torah Kosos, we shake our Mashkacha, they don't even want. Get the Rishos. One of them is Coca-Cola, we used to keep Chamisha. Here's the problem, my Rav Lishos. Because we know, the doctors tell us, that the biggest fear of fast is dehydration. And therefore, the custom is that we drink a lot. Not we drink, we would not drink less than we drink in a normal meal, which is what seems to be advocated in Tarsus. We drink probably more than we drink in a normal meal, unless you'll say. No, they should do it in meal one, which is not good enough second. But meal two, which is good enough second, you really shouldn't drink too much. Not everyone follows this custom. People drink a lot. You know, it was at the very end. Could be they're only drinking water. That's no hashish. He doubled and he said, it's Sheikha, it's Hamash, it's Coca-Cola, Sprite, Cherry Coke, Pepsi. There's something specific you pay 75 cents for. That's something that you shouldn't be drinking too much of. It's enough sex. But plain water, without chlorine, would be something which would be unlimited. That's what I'd like to say. Kito Shomayim, he wasn't counting out how much it was. Yeah?
What do you mean, what the apostles don't say that you drink a lot of water? There's not even a basic part of the Suda.
There's another point. Now what he's saying, first have Suda not second, have in mind that eventually then drink some more, just drink up all the water you want. Is that part of Suda not second? That could be. So again, a broken chain of street is a problem. You again want to, you know, figure something out.
What
happened? Yeah, I think so. If you have a meal and you want to drink water, you best make it happen and go on a push. It's also, I think, a broken system to problem. If you can, you find some kind of a hashtag somewhere. Whatever you find, the human mind is very creative and you'll find a way of another hashtag if you want to drink water. I mean, maybe you might as well tell you that some folks will say to make shackles even during the meal. Rush cheaper. And water. They give alarm and those folks can move the end of the street. But the bottom of the bus was the end of the street, for sure. So, it was nice to have to try to make some kind of a hefty. It shouldn't be brought much of a street of problem. Okay. The Hagog Ushri, on the back of the rush, send a lot of hay, talks about how many people should sit with you at this meal. says, "Call family of Chachamish of Eretz." The Baruch Nogin, the tissue of the Kudah Mamsekas, the Lahasek, the Kol Echad Yoshev Levado, the Kol Echad Mavarech Laatmo, the Ein Mezamnin, Birkas HaMazah. The Kain Osin, Tamidah, the Chachamim, the Kol Eret Kulusov, including Lake Homo, from the Golan. So when we didn't have the Kudah Mamsekas, we just sit everybody separately. We don't sit any Chabur. Now you have the three, because the Mezush didn't even sit two. You sit in one, you sit in one. Moreover, the Torah calls from Nagos Maimonides, if they ate three together, did he ever? No zimun. Yeah, what are you talking about? Even an Otto is a zimun. It's a special text. I'll have an article for you. You'll have an article for you. I'll tell you. I think it says that we have in the Hazel, Shatsimcha b'mono by a Beit Katsmuth, right? The Varek Shatsimcha b'mono Shachal Mishalov. I think it's in the Siddur there. I think the Varek the Nachem Avelim Shachal Mishalov. So it's even part of the Siddur. It's institutionalized as a formal institution of Zimun with a different Nusuf. So based on what do you mean? There's no Zimun. So the answer is about that. That's during Avelim. It's considered Anina. Now the Aninas, you can't tell. I ask the question, is it Zimun by Aninas or no Zimun by Aninas? Okay. You don't bench by Aninas. I can't answer the question. Well, it does say it was Avelim. It doesn't happen to mention that there. But here we actually do bench. Not Sur Mitzvah. We mentioned last time it was a Sur Mitzvah Melech, but not Sur Mitzvah in general. So then, there would be no Zimun. It's worse than in the 7 days of Avelim. Fine. So then the father Rosh ate by himself, today was gold day, and the priest was the prophet, Yeshua, the father, also was tired, the Zimun. He had the impression that if in fact there would be three together, they would have to make a Zimun. It was better to avoid it. But that radical view, if they were together, they wouldn't make a Zimun, that's not what agreed to. The Mechavet Tzitzchet, the Yeshua, the Yeshua, the Yeshua, the Shlosha, the Yeshua, the Shlosha, the Yeshua, the Yeshua, the Yeshua, the Zimun. But the impression if it happened, then he would in fact have to bench this is Zuman. Mr. Breed is helpful to you from the testing view. Even if the average they would not bench for Zuman, but just avoid the situation is the best thing. Okay. The Machlokas HaTanoim was the first to allow to wash himself during the Suda HaMasek. He washed him a lot of chest in the Sefer Tainah close to Ramban. That's who that Brisky Robbie put a lot of time on earlier. Paskin this way, the Paskin that way. And the Ramban forces is this Kabbalah of Mixus Avelus of the Rishikov, other Rishikov, also Lirikov. Why? Because the Rishikov is a Hanod of Achar Shoi. The person watches, it's not only pleasurable at that particular moment, but pleasurable later as well. The Rishikov of Achar Shoi, the Nirek Aroche is a Hanod of Tishibo, which will not be awesome. As opposed to wearing shoes, he said. I'm wearing shoes now, I'm wearing shoes throughout, there's no connection. Yes. I thought so. There are people who are so conscious of their cleanliness, they always jump into the shower. What's the matter? He's sitting there, and he's having red, and he's got the next course, hey, wait, jump into the shower, come out again, can't do that. Okay. Muslim, no? And you mean even any washing, even if you didn't want to put your hands in the sink. But if there's a tissue ball, you can't even put your hands in the water. Yes? But I don't care, huh? No, no problem. You won't go to a shower in the middle of the school of our service, you're allowed to do it. What? No, it's not mixed available. No, that's the point of the rush. People are mixed with available. So the available is kind of indicative. Whereas this parent, you know, is not available whatsoever. So therefore it's considered to be Muslim. I know that has not the intrinsic determinant. At least Catholic would be Gavaldic if he would be. There's a distinction between shoes and washing. The Bach goes as far as to say that even if one's a Ramban who acts as washing during Kudah Masechet, as soon as you bench, you go right to the shower. Because the only makabel upon himself is Homer is during the duration of the Suda HaMasek. And especially there are posts who say that there's no distinction of Kabbalah at that time. Ramban is Kivel of Mitzvah. Ramban is the one who said, he's the first who said, there's no such thing as Hosef and Tisha B'Av. So we're talking about Kivel of Hosef and Tisha B'Av, that doesn't exist. But clearly after the event, you can go into the shower, you can eat again, whatever you want. Just a special chumrah they accepted upon themselves during the Suda. And the Korban HaTzala, they point out that the lesson of Kivel love is really Lavdap. Okay. So what do you do if you don't accept this chumrah, which the Rosh can't believe? The Rosh can't believe it for even for a minute that a person should have it then during 2.5 seconds. You can't wash, and then you can wash. It's crazy. Says the Rosh point from the Ravid, no. The issue is here found in the sources is once the makabel tishuv on yourself. The rabbi didn't hold the makabel tishuv. So you got to get more radical shot. The issue during the Suda only. But the Ravid who understood the issue of thinking of makabel tishuv, but that's the shot over here. Once you say arayin makabel tishuv on happening, from that point on, you can no longer wash yourself. And when you start, stop. The Suda not second, it's considered as if he's makabel upon himself. The fast with respect to Achila, and it's automatically called upon him with respect to Rechitza as well. I'll give you the quote. The Rav Tamer who asked the Rosh, she put the lepra for this show to the author of Birchos Philosoph? The Rav says, no. After you start to sit in my second, because why? Achila appears squirm in Rechitza. Tamer appears Achila. Mechala Matainas in Achila. Also God in Rechitza. That's the culture of Tisha B'Av. And the culture of Tisha B'Av, what does that mean? You're going on Titus Seabird. It's not raining. Atal Pisha Mapsi Mibod. Yo, Musa Lechel Bottom Lishto. Giant is the student of Mapsi Mibod. Who Musa Lechel. So these prohibitions don't exist when it comes to a Titus Seabird. Okay? This is the Rivas interpretation. A whole different interpretation. A different interpretation. But the problem becomes a Titus Seabird. Why? If indeed, according to the Ramban, the Ravid, since Kabbalah is a tainus, and that's what I have to do, Kabbalah is tainus and food, automatically includes any other prohibition of the tainus, which is washing, washing that same exact as applied to a tainus tibur. The difference is far between Tisha B'Av and a tainus tibur. I'm not sure. What's up, Yom's opinion? Cold man shemuter lecho. What does that mean? If he would have been in the Kabbalah Tainus, he would have must eat before Shkia, right? Before Shkia, Mutalitikos. Why? Apparently, he wasn't the Kabbalah upon himself anything. If the Kabbalah upon himself is Yisra Achila as such, without Yisra Achila, the Torah is all the Chumah of Tisha B'Av. Look for a strength of kind of a Pagina. That's the Mashmah over here. Go the right machine. The Rosh in the first parish, Tainus, from the Yadalis, over here, that if you finish a meal, that's not considered to be Kabbalah Tainus. Just to get back, you finish the last meal, the last supper, doesn't mean that's all Kabbalah Tainus. So the question becomes, what's the Rosh going to do? He doesn't like the Ramban shot, Tema, doesn't like the Ravid shot, because you just bench, not automatic Kabbalah Tainus, so what's he going to do? What's the answer? The answer is, Kabbalah Tainus repent. If you explicitly accept upon yourself a tainus, the tainus of Tisha B'Av, then it is binding. And if there already be tainus Tisha B'Av, it would be binding even with respect to Easter Rechitza. He takes the rabbi moves it over a notch, not the case of Stava, but the case of the Perusha Kamatarsh. That's how the Rosh will have to understand it. Fine. The rabbi is unclear. Rabbi's lesson is, the Gomar should Olech Olosim. That goes, man, it is Gomar Belivo. Derive it. And the Magna Mishnah says, no, he will be perished and also be the Kosa, which is the Rosh. Again, the third opinion is the Ramban, that even if you accept the Beteh Mole, it's nothing. Nothing. It's not, there's no such thing. We have no, there's no such concept as Kabbalah Hosefes Tisha B'Av. Why? Only Yom Kippur. Only Yom Kippur exists. And what's different about Yom Kippur? Why is Yom Kippur different than Tisha B'Av? What's the difference? Why should there be a difference? The lesson in the Ramban is, what about the Ram here, page 11, the lesson in the Ramban is, the Torah was Tavol of Mibod Yom. It's not clear what the Ramban really means. It's the Torah's other. It's not exactly clear what he's driving at when he says Yom Kippur is different from Tisha B'Av. What exactly is the difference? There's two interpretations of the words in the Ramban that can be offered. One is, Yom Kippur is a chiyu. Everyone knows, from 7th Yom Kippur, that's the chiyu of the Oraita. It's a chiyu, so then we understand you can do it. Tisha B'Av, no one says it's a chiyu. No fear, you can't accept it upon yourself. That doesn't exist. That's one interpretation. Alright? That's one interpretation. The Nakhbata Shekel, when the Sinna Tafresh says, no, that's not what it means. It means as follows. It means, after the motive, Michol ala Kodesh. To adding Yontif. So Sefer can only be a Yontif thing of things. But if you accept Yom Kippur early, it's full Yontif. I got the Sefer Shabbos. But the other Mekabal, those seven officials, it's not a Yontif Erev Tishul. Okay, it's not a Yontif by any stretch. Therefore, there can be no some Sefer without an accompanying Yontif. Okay. And the Bach quotes the Marshal who says, even if your Mekabal Tainus is Feirish, you can still go into a shower. And the Bach says about the Marshal, Lo Nehiro. What does that mean? Why Lo Nehiro? Pashut why. The Bach learns that Kabbalah is the Kabbalah Tishul. So Tisha B'Av, you know what Tisha B'Av is? Just plug up the computer. What's Tisha B'Av? Also, Rachel, Rachita, it's an automatic. That's how the Abbas understands. What the Mashal understands? No, the Rabban is basically right. You just plug in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Also, the Malacha, Rachel, Rachita, that you can't plug in. It's a double kadosh. You can't plug in Tisha B'Av. It's not on the computer. It doesn't exist. It's not the answer. What you can do, if you makabal upon yourself and Yisra Achila, oh, all you consider makabal upon yourself and Yisra Achila, then it's Mutter Berechita. That's the Mashal's opinion. The Rabban is making it right in context. The Rabban says, no, we don't say you can do makabal upon yourself and Yisra Achila. Why not? Because you're not saying, I'm only, what you're saying is I'm accepting a fast. You can't accept a fast in the middle of the day. I already ate three meals, right? Probably four. Breakfast, lunch, first Suda, Suda Matzah, made four meals a day. Okay guys, I'm fasting for the rest of the day. I'm joking, remember they talk. You call it a fast. It's a joke. That's not called a fast. It's the whole concept doesn't exist. That's the Ramban Shita. Consciousness doesn't exist. The Rosh Hashanah Aleph Siman Yud Beis doesn't exist. So the Rosh will fail you. That's true. It's counted as an independent entity. Someone ate from 8:30 this morning, and then he eats straight until 7 o'clock tonight, and says, okay, I'm going to fast for the next half hour. I'm going to sugar it. You're just so full, what kind of fast? So it wouldn't have any validity. But if he says, I'm not just fasting 7 hours. I'm fasting the next 25 hours. This half hour, 24, another half of the Spanish mushrooms, that's a different story. If the thousand is started for the next 24 and a half hours to make one big unit, that's a whole different story. That's what's going to work towards the rush. Halacha l'maisa, what's the din about Kabbalah? Consider the Kabbalah. So the Shulchan Aruch, right over here. Kafka from Gimel Aleph. Half of each half of Sudama seconds, Mutal Lamps of the left off of Elkin, Kibbalah of the Pharish, Shiloh Lech Alon Hayom. Ramah Kabbalah Belayd, Eina Kabbalah, Shatsara Fosio, Bisvato. Here's the Mishnebrura, not so Poshut, not so Poshut. The Ruhr says, Abach Kosta Tahavi Kabbalah, the Chen Hitzkima Grubba Biuro. And if everything is also except for, catch this now. Lila Sassan. Now that you'll hit the Befarish, put me there. Okay? But, if you are not a Kaaba Belay, stop, just finish eating, everything had nothing in mind, everything's Mutter. You call me, come knock on you, so the Hasmus Befarish, the Tel Belay, and in the Kaaba Lema Tainus, as I was supposed to do. Those folks from Amatrium, even stop completing the meal, benching, to be considered a Kaaba Lema Tainus. Fine. Now, the Chora was difficult for us. Look at the Kabbal said it's separate, except for the Elisha Sanzi. How can you do that? How can you do that? It's interesting. The, who says it? So the brewer, the Sharasian, says, Sif Kotten Gimel, who today's Kaad, Kilo Hitzvah. I look up the Kaad, says what the Kaad quotes. Guess who the Taz quotes? The Taz quotes the, who's going to guess? Say it. No, who should he quote? No. Might not come out at all. Who should he quote? Avi? Well, the Marshal. That's as before. The Marshal holds that the Kabbalah is piecemeal. Oh, it's a fish, oh, it's a fact, it's yes, it's no. So it explains very well, I accepted everything, but I have my shoes on, leather shoes. I didn't accept that. It's one that a bach, just plug and dish them up, you can't pick and choose. Okay, but the good thing of the Marshal is the car is which he thought so. That's the pity. Now what do you mean Kabbalah Belay? Kabbalah Belay works. What does it mean? Kabbalah Belev is a Kabbalah lehitano, a Kabbalah to fear. A Kabbalah to fear. I will low keep it on the time, I feel the Belev. And I should go my bedaita, I should olecho, ain't a clue. What's that feel about you? It's a little bit of a slippery slope over here. What is the Kabbalah? Did I accept upon myself to fast the Tisha B'Av, one, or I accept upon myself not to eat anymore? But apparently that latter statement, which does not combine this half hour with Tisha B'Av, is a joke. You make $20, you're going to make a tiny farce. The only way that you can make it legit and have validity and meaning is if you accept it as part of Tisha B'Av. That's why I use this question, the Kabbalah is, I don't know if I'm the Kabbalah to not eat for the next half an hour. That's a meaningless statement. Okay. Said before, the best thing to do is to make a decision with the parents of tonight, they're not Mekabalanis. Not Mekabalanis. The Nakh Pacheco says, they didn't make it tonight, the minig ha'om, to be Mekabal Tainis after they stop eating, it's evil kilo of the test. I don't know what that means. What you say? How do you say that? I don't know. I like to say it a little. Kitzur, the Rokhan Avraham is aware of the problem, know what we call Tainus show. You ate already so many hours, now you're accepting the last hour of Tainus, it's meaningless. And in order to counter this, he says, look at Tit Simon Tov Kut Samach Bey, Tit Yud Out. Still got Mishra, open up. What's the Simon Tov Kut Samach Bey, Tit Yud Out? What's there? Mother, look at this place. Well, we don't fast. America's not very, it's as much as the fast. Now, when I was fast, it's what we have. Okay? The kibble of a tainus katsiyayo, nochala haka, oshochala katsiyayo, the kibble of tainus nisham veila, eino nikwe tainus asala aneinu, avo nikwe tainus inin shiftorok lahas and nidro. So it's not so simple. Eino tainus, if you didn't fast the whole, you know, morning to night, it's only with respect to Anenu, but some kind of a fast, some kind of a halakha of a fast, it really does have. And therefore, over here too, you accept upon yourself a fast that's half hour of Erev Tisha B'Av, it has validity. Now, see, every kitten is a 4 o'clock on Minchah L'Chol. Now, if it's till separate, the other doesn't work. It's a net of the Alma, and grab the camera, as early as you want. Fine. What about Shabbos? Nah, on Shabbos you're not in the Kabbalah, you can't in the Kabbalah with Shem Kabbalah. So also that on Shabbos. So somebody has the mind here always to do Shkiri. Okay. The Ramban in Tehid Reish Nun quotes the Rish, he says, from Tehid Reish Nun, from Plaga Mincha and Shkiri Tacham. And you make it like Yom Atmo. Now, again, we're not going to go to Prophet. Fortunately, Ramban, Plagan, Shkia, the first Shkia, only about three or four minutes apart. And we're not going to the Prophet. We're lengthy Ramban, so I don't know about this very acute. Ramban says no. They love suffering. I left it to a while ago. The dollar of the day. Then Ashmosh, the Tisha is husband. Said Ramban, it's a veto stepping, Ramban is also Ben Ashmosh. Why must the Gemara say? That Ben Ashmosh of Tisha B'Av is author, if the Medina is called seven Tisha B'Av, then Avada Ben Ashmosh is author. Get the impression over here that we learn Shas, that according to Ramban, it's only till Sefet when you're chayim. not only says it's a master shekel, it's only so sefet when it's good to yom. It's not completely clear, that's the impression that you get. Tishavah, when there's no heel, proven that from Behan Shmash Shalom also, there's no concept of so sefet. In other words, the Ramban is saying that you should make up a new concept for so sefet, there's not a clear of it. If you want to volunteer for it, it doesn't exist. If there's just a chiyah of so sefet, yes, you can volunteer to have it extend a little bit. But if there's no chiyah in the food, just a creative yesh mi'ayin, this you cannot do. The Tisha B'Av, there's no chiyah, he brings it right from here himself to the Zalat. Is there no concept at all? This is the Ramban sheet. Okay. Now, the custom the Ramban quotes here is that although, technically speaking, you can wear his leather shoes until Shkia, the custom is to get them off earlier at Baruch Hu.
The golden picture?
Right. They used to daven Meir before Shkia. That's clear, that's clear. So they would take the shoes off when they hit Baruch Hu. That's the meaning of the Ramah in Sif Beis. This test from Rabbi Akiva Eger. I don't see why it should be so. That's what we test. Picking up the shoes after Baruch Hu. Before Baruch Hu, we get confused, and some of the Amatul first, we shouldn't demonstrate our bandwidth on Shabbos. Okay, that's a question of kind of our answer situation. Okay. Here goes, we finally got to our shiur for today. In today's shiur legit, Ramah writes, comes from Gimel, the Nagu Shal Olimo, the Erev Tishalom, and Chatzol Seela, he is Vaham, the Karim Tishalom. Oh, maybe we're legit because it's what's the Tishalom. But the first shiur, which today was more proper, but every other year we learned Menachas, and we learned Rochas, and we learned all kinds of other Mesechas, and we still say shiur, Erev Tishalom, and Chatzol, Kuvbal, against the meaning of the Ramah. So Mr. Brewer writes, first of all, the Ramah wrote it, Bein B'chol and B'shap, to a Mekel and B'shap, which is the first thing. Even B'chol, he calls the Marshal and the Gra and other things can be Mekel. So we're Mekel over here. Okay. What about about it now, although it really belongs to full and quality in the last category. This is just to compare and contrast and talk about it now. Now, when I brought it right, if Tishah was on Shabbos, he can't learn the whole day. We're talking about Tishah it's new. So the Tishah of itself, the ninth of all, like last year, but on Saturday, on Shabbos, we commemorated the fast of Sunday, so the Mahazi can't learn the whole day Shabbos. Even in the morning, can't learn Shabbos. Why not? Because Rama should be sitting there. That it's available for sinner, and you know, it's squash even though it falls out on Shabbos. That's what it's in a different context again later. So the Maram says it's special attachment. So the Maram says attachment is a chumra, and let's not add Talmud Torah. But of course the problem is Ramah didn't quote all this. Before the answer like this, Ramah quote after the Arab Tishah B'Av after Chatzot. Even when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, I mean it falls on Sunday, when Pesach is on Sunday, right? But to do with the Maram Tum, Maram Tum is talking about Tisha B'Av Mitzvah. Think of yourself, kind of Maram Tum went through the process right now. Let's just sort of have to do one more to put over here, Eric, so we've got to forget Tisha B'Av itself. And that is, Bein HaShemoshim. So that's the both Erev Tisha B'Av is a good way to go from one to the other. It says in the Gemara, Nadal, Bein HaShemoshim is also. Get the impression that there are other fasts, Bein HaShemoshim is Mutter. of the Rav Yudbe. Joseph of the top Kuf Tamil Bay talks to Rosh Simon Yudbe, who says, Simon Yudbe Zimanala says, Kol Tainish Lo Shaka Olo Chama Eina Tainish. You know what I mean? Shaka means Tesh Kachavim. Tesh Kachavim. That every fish of the Bashamu is the work, goes until Tesh Kachavim. Mark says, wait a minute. It's against the Gemara. Gemara says that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Ben HaShemosh is disaster. Imply that kind of Tiber, Ben HaShemosh is Mutter. Take a look at, oh, you don't have it, it's funny, most of you. The Mordechai Tuf Reish Lama and Aleph discusses this issue. And it gives an interesting answer. An interesting answer, which is relevant not only to the answer to Aryan, but to Shabbat too. So the difference between the Tisha, the Ben HaShemosh is before, and the Ben HaShemosh is after. Remarkable. It says, you have to fast always until six. Ah, even Tisha B'Av. It's in one man number says Mutter. And only Tisha B'Av Ben HaShemosh. But here, Shani Yuli Yoma Me'apuki Yoma. The Yuli Yoma, I believe, kind of the kind of Shari Ben HaShemosh. Apuki Yoma. The Sofa Titus, the Sveika will not think of Shivada Lila. Look at that. If you have an interesting concept, you'll be allowed to eat the Ben HaShemosh. See, we don't have time to see it today for the lack of rain. But if we did want, if we did have, he's saying a distinction between the Ben HaShemosh before the fan and the Ben HaShemosh after the fan. After the fan. Well, therefore comes out the Meister, because it's never the Meister for us. Because we're always Mahmir after the fan. Comes to us the Kamas, comes to Gedalia, comes to the Potatoes, who are Mahmir for the Ben HaShemosh after the fair. And here I would be cooler for the Ben HaShemosh before the fair is subsumed in a much bigger cooler. What's that? We call it the Shaka. This whole theoretical of the Mordechai is conveniently non-existent. 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 Yes. And then the Shabbat will come up. Shit Pei Zayin. And that's the something that the coolest that we have Ben HaShemosh, the only apply to Ben HaShemosh on Friday, not Ben HaShemosh of Mosh Shabbat. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think I put it in my book, the Aruch HaShulchan, am I correct? Somewhere? There's one, Tov Kuf Tav Vei. He said something amazing. He says, yes, you're right. There's a Mordechai, there's a Russian kindness. But the Russian stuff in Shabbat, he claims, is another way. He's talking Mekel, the old time of Tiber, not only the Ben HaShemosh before, but the Ben HaShemosh after. And I saw that al Rabboteinu Eile, with Anos Raka Ben HaShemosh, and Shavosu B'Tamuz, and then so the Bible, to break up at Shia, Ein Mazichin also. Yama Gra thought of Cain. What's going on? The Gra and our Pashukhan are saying, and what we call the minor pan, right? So that's, I guess, Shiva Sabatamas, Shom Gedalia, and that's Rabbi Nezah, I guess, Tiger Test, the fourth quote minor pan. As soon as the sun sets, go ahead and eat. You have to wait until, say, Sakal Kavi. No one in the world that ever heard of who relies upon them. As such. We do rely upon it a little bit, in the sense that we're not knocking up with these long manas. No, I go to the shtibur. And the shtibur of the corner up with the stack of machmeis that came from Galicia. And he would be waiting, make us wait to Zira, for who knows how long after we could be shtibur, so we could say Zira, so we could have a Meyer and everything. One thing was the biggest maker in the world, kind of shtibur. He was diving so fast before young Israel. He was already... He was already davening. It happened here for many years. I don't go about now, but I mean, to the administration of Rabbi Blevin, he was following, you know, he wouldn't daven Meir by the time of Sefer here in camp, went up to, I think, 50 minutes after the shiur, or 40 minutes, and he 50 minutes like a Moshe shiur. And we, yeah, were daven Meir before him. It was like, you know, okay, we want to let out the secret over here. And now they already, yeah. Coolie, coolie, Kasaka. Okay. And let's go now to the halacha of Tisha B'Av Shvat. The first din is the Mefurash Gemara, and again it's talking, Ubros Umenikos Mishanos Umashlimos V'Yom HaKippur. But a pregnant woman and a nursing woman have to fast the whole day on Yom Kippur. But I saw something amazing in the paper called Piskei Tshuvah. Who came with all the stuff of the dome of today? I don't understand it, but I'll be with you anyway. You see, anyway, everyone knows there's a man that will destroy Yaakov Fisher. They have the Badat. He has a unique shita that a woman who's pregnant is fixed with Eon Yom Kippur.
Oh, wow.
You got it? Well, no. If you want to eat Yom Kippur, destroy the Victoria. And they just say, pregnant, eat. Hide against the Morris, the Schneiders, everything. Well, this is the world of difference, it's not about what, it's about that. If I try to say that, they hang me up from the shabbat over here. they take the blue, red, and yellow. But Toyaka says it. I thought the Das Yochid, no one in the world agrees with everything I thought. It's not in Das Yochid. But I found over here a quote from Shlomo Zalman, the Bar Mitzvah, not on Yom Kippur. I don't know if it's Yom Kippur in the book yet. But on Tisha B'Av, look what he says over here. Uvizmanenu, Ekev Chushas Hadorot, Umedek Ha'avir Ha'cham V'ha'avil. That's written by a statue. It was an accurate quotation. I never heard it before. I forgot. I haven't saved it in my house. I just forgot. So, I don't know. What do you mean? Will we get out? I think we can do it much stronger than it used to be. Oh, the nutrition is better. And it's hotter now. The air conditioning. It's hotter now. The air conditioning is so weak. What's going on over here? This is the summer. I don't understand it. Of course, a woman feels faint. She's going to faint. She's dehydrated. And she has to certainly eat. But not to make a blanket statement that all pregnant women should eat on a tissue level. I don't understand. The air, of course, is the requisite claim of cock to shell in the hot dog, the blue shell of talking. All right. You left? Yeah, not prepared. But in the week, if it's some special case, a high-risk pregnancy or some special circumstance, this, that, other thing, then it's a different story. You're going to have to eat. You're going to get the doctor and stick her up. Remember, this is a rabbi. Typically, we will not. It's all right. This is a world where it's a rabbi that can be more... be more made. Even if they have to eat, that's the other fact. Other fact. There's a minor fact. So a woman is pregnant, or they need to eat. That's clear. The folks can say, she's Mr. Eric, the Muslim. Others say, no, it's not a lie. The woman is pregnant or nursing should eat lechatchila. Now, there are more right, and unfortunately, the women are accustomed to being machmir. And I didn't want to imagine during pregnancy or when they're trying to tell the women to eat it right away. No custom. It's called a minor fit. Eat. So I tell them. But then they have to be strong. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Moshe, right? A woman who is weak and is strict upon herself, even if she's a desirous, often is served a double. You're not allowed to fit. It's not going to figure out. I don't want to put it's mutari. It's also the fair. Because they will, to me it's not us yet. I have to tell us that we're level of power. It's us. What are you spraying a cup? You know, go to the line. Eat right away. A woman who's pregnant on earth should eat right away in the mind affair. Now, well, how do you define a pregnant woman? Can you be a little bit pregnant? Apparently, yes. According to the Tolkien, we could be a little bit pregnant and not qualifying for this, that's crazy, huh? You could be a little bit pregnant and you don't qualify for the dispensation of Mubarak Mishar Taniyot. That is found here at the very beginning of the book, Tanit. Nun, Ufos Dominikas, etc. Says the Mishnah Berura, you have to have Hukar Avlat. Right? The concept of Hukar Avlat, 3 months. And before 3 months, you have to fast. So that's the Mishnah Berura, believe it or not, it's in the Tav Kuf Nun, this Tavim Gimel. Gimel. You had it by Vestas, you know, for 3 months. The baby is 40 days old, but they may consider it a vlad, only she feels sad. And in less than 40 days, she's fresh to the test, only she's with the air is harvest. I don't know what this is all about. That's what the question is, that we should remake her all the way. What about nursing women? They're going to help with Vestas already. Instead of helping Vestas, the woman is considered a nursing woman, so I'll pee big for 2 years after childhood. Period. Therefore, any woman who's given birth within the last 2 years should eat straight on the minor fare. She's nursing, she's not nursing, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. This is a way to avoid fasting, number one. And there are some women I know who didn't fast for many instead of for a decade. Because, you know, they have so many children. You have a child every 2 years and 9 months. So then, you know, you basically the season, okay, I want to fast. So that's that way, one of the values, you have to get the correct stock. You have some bonus, some perk. When a woman has such strain, and they need to give it something. A whole shameful sarcophagus in the Mishnah Berurah since it's done by Shara Tanya is not allowed to be machmer al asmo. Also lo la hachmer al asmo. Even though a whole shameful sarcophagus. It's also by Tanya. You have the status of a weak. They're not to be mocked. Even they're 12 years old, they shouldn't be mocked. This is the Mishnah Berurah that cut the dollar in hay. It's going to stuff to noon. There's a custom of fasting to cool by this. I don't like it. We had a whole discussion that it's like a veil or not. I don't think it should fast until 13 for a boy or 12 for a girl for these fasts. I don't think so. You have to pay back someone who doesn't feel well. It's a daily sign-off if you feel that the woman is pregnant. Yeah. Okay, pay back. Have a baby, wait 2 years, now pay back. Fast for this one, for this, the fast, 10 fasts. Passion to pay back. I have the concept of paying back. It's only by Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther, the date is not so kavua, so you can pay back. But not with respect to fasts which are kavua, she looks at the Thomas, and throughout the Tavis, etc. I wrote something in. This year it's a cost to Hayashiva. This is the case of the country. Even other fasts, and even after Rabbi David, no. Even Tainus Esther is basically Kavul, Allah, who might be tossed against her at all. And therefore, even that you don't have to pay back. That's why I say, you don't pay back. On the other hand, I lose the kula of a headache. A mere headache that there are more makos by Tainus Esther. I'm willing to give up that kula, not to pay back. The woman who's entitled, not the fast of Ruberis, Ubers, or many. That's what came out, not about so. Now here's an interesting question. Why is it that the Shivasa Batamas we ate at night, and we wore leather shoes, and we went to a shower with pastas, but the picture of all this is off. What's the difference? What's the difference? Let me ask you, what's the difference? Well, who knows the difference? Who knows the difference? Abel. What do you mean Abel? Why is there Abel? The concept called kindness. Okay. So what's the real difference? Here's the Machlokas of the Goliath poem. The Ramban writes the following in Torah Sodom. Really, there should be no difference between Shavuot and Matanos and Tishrei. The same thing. She asked the 24 hour fast with all the, you know, the whole 9 yards, everything. Why is it that we don't observe all this in Shavuot and Matanos? Here's the answer. Why is Matanos Rosh Hashanah? Talking about the Mishnah Berurah here in Tov Kuf Mem Tes, the very beginning. That there are 3 stages in time. There's a Chayat, some are Aviv, some are Chamishi, which is tonight, that's the Mashiach. Year of Beit Yehuda, the Sosnu, the Simcha, and Latin Tov. So make up your mind. Is it a fast? Is it a Yom? What is it? So there's 1, 3 cases. If it's when Mashiach comes, then Shalom will be a Yom. When is this terrible curve of persecution, then it's a mandatory fast. When it's the best of times and the worst of times. Ein Shalom, Ein Malchus? Rustu mis'anin, rustu einon mis'anin. A strange, a free choice. the pro-choice of Rambam. Rasul Mitzadid, Rasul Eina Mitzadid. So the Ramban writes that the custom was, he told him, they deal with the Rabbanishah. We'll fast, but not only on our terms. Only 12 hours, not 24 hours. Only with food and drink, and not with the other religion. That's what I said in Ramban. I was wondering, what the Ramban, during World War II, there's no mouth worse than that. You know, it was terrible. The people fast 24 hours, and when we're canvas speakers and not put theirs in water on these cold minor fast. I don't think so. Half the people don't know. Well, it's one half, but half of them know. Are you talking? Father Rabban was filming the steer at that point in time. So apparently we rely on other folks. And the steer writes to play, other folks can. We say, no, there's an intrinsic difference between Tishma and other fast, irrespective of the idea of Russell the low Russell. Even without that. Even without that. Look in the Rosh, the Torah of the Beit Yosef. That's something which is alluded to. To the Tuskus from Dallas. That's apparently our minute. That even in the worst of times, remember, it's the worst of the worst of the worst, the minute became not to accept the permit of Tisha B'Av during the other fast. Okay. How about a woman who has given birth within the last month? When it comes to your paper, once a week after you have to fast. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Rosh was in the Ramban, no, still 30 days, there's no need to fast. I said, let's put the Ramban for tomorrow. It's going to talk to us from Dalit, Tisha B'Av. Chaya Tolam Yom, Ken Kolosh and Sarah Lechel, Ein Sarah Omed, and the Machil Nosa Miyad, to the Mokham Koli, Lo Gozru Rabbonon. Okay? That's a bit, Rabbon, a kind of custom way to Sar Godel. I don't know. Often in the Sar is not the way to Sar Godel is. If I was HD right away, Buddhism is an answer to the status of a Bola, Ein Bo Sar Kham. I have to find Bola Sar Kham, but you feel weak, it was just weak. Weaker than others. I mean, I don't know what that means. Now, once again, the Beit Yosef writes, the same reason we make it by Yom Tishah B'Av, by Yom Kippur, because Rosh and Mitzanah wants to make another deal with Hashem. No, we want to use the shoes, we wear the shoes, we eat at night. We want Hashem that a Chaya who will give birth to her month, she should be exempt from fast. Made a deal. And the Beit Yosef, according to the Rashba, you don't need this deal. So I said to you before, the Rashba has the opinion that the other fasts are intrinsically more kaf. I don't understand what that means, because that's the other fifth. But he was talking about Tisha B'Av. So again, if you have to do me a favor, if you figure this out, I'd be appreciative. The base Yosef, and Simon Tovkos Mundalas, Tisha B'Av, I'm missing a piece. Because Menika does fast from Tisha B'Av, and Achaya, does not, so I couldn't understand what the Beit Yosef really meant. You can figure it out, please let me know. Alright. Now, we have to discuss later what about a Nitzche. We'll put it on hold for the last topic. Fine. What about a woman who just gave birth within the last week or last month? Should she fast a few hours? No, she can fast a few hours. Or should she not fast at all? Well, I don't know. Mr. Brewer writes that, well, she should fast a little bit. A little bit. Celio Lettis, the alien is dishonest, dishonest is a show. Is this worth anything? Is this worth a thing? All right, so fast a few hours. I'm talking about a strict lumber. Is this not a gesture which is meaningless? What's the meaning? If you have a Gemara, Fushi Gemara, called Tainus, Lo Shuffle of Kama, Ain't a Tainus. It's a Fushi Gemara. But what is this thing a few hours? What is it all about? Nothing. Well, it's not so simple. But there are more in Tavkut Sam Bay, this Aleph. Says like this. The Mechavi says, called Tainus, Lo Shuffle of Kama, Ain't a Tainus. Ain't no Tainus. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. You plant them fast half a day. Ain't a mispala name. Ramah. you know again this follow anenu afapi shein mashlima to the carbon. That is the minute. What do you mean? It's not a sinus. What do you think I'm anal for? What do you say that? It's a simple margin was not a sinus. What's the Rav Moss talking about? What's he saying? Apparently he holds, based upon the Rambam, for a powerful lucky given of the sinus, there is a sinus show. You're not testing an entire day. It's against him what you say, like a Yerushalm. Sometimes the Rambam talks about Yerushalm, he gets the Bible for whatever reason. There's more that I quote a little bit. It's Simon, Kof Reish, Kof Beis. Kof Reish, Kof Beis, the more that I quote. Here we go. Quite lengthy. It says, Avon ein burgo lemma be gimel shol, the kibolo, or burgo, the kibolo la dog shol, the chesed shenu the gedola, the yom shol lo kibolo la, shol lo shol from not the chesed, ein the tzal an ein the kodem shiyoka. Okay. Why? Dafter shenatzlo tanitzlo bachatiyo. We don't have a tofayo, make me time to show. The other way around, not. We need shokal of tam. This is the yesha, says nine. We call others to say not that way. The yesh, what was the kibbo time of bachatiyo, now me time to show, now you do. It's considered to be a good time. It's a question what the Mordechai Shikar is. It's in the top race, 12 base. The letter should be turned out in it. Pass a few hours. Pass a few hours. The question, you need a Kabbalah now, to run this stuff. You need a Kabbalah, it's kind of okay. You won't eat the entire day. The question, you do need a Kabbalah. There are more says that something if they're an anal, without a Kabbalah, the Mordechai Beit is called Tainus Shokil of the Minta, Loshma Tainus, means to the Yosef Yonet of Tainus, as the Mordechai says. But it is considered a fast in the second saying of our name. Mr. Dura Paskin, it can't even be Yochid, right? It's not the truth of the Suffolk Brook. Not the Suffolk Brook. In the Chabad, we don't say it because it's a lot of stone tiny statement. Is it going to be after Russia? Anenu, how's it go? Anenu, Shem, Anenu. Leave out those two words. You can talk with a lot of... You know, most of you can actually say it. Okay, here's a big question I received many times. A kol ha'asi tishra, I got it today. A kol ha'asi tishra. Must we shiurim, like Yom Kippur? Or you want to eat whatever you want? Remember how Yom Kippur is supposed to eat public stuff from the control service, and you go look for the weight, or the price, everybody knows that. What about our tissue? What's the difference? The B.R. Lover talks about it. It costs $1,000 to give up. What's the difference? The mug of coal is under a bonnet. I ain't too Crayola. You know what I mean? The revolt of Shane Amakla, so cholera, 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 Yoko Pogos, which is called Seven, this is their Achille Pratt. And Santa Shirim, the Shia, if you have an Ipokim Kippur. They're shaking the beer all up. Wow. Or if Hashulchan says, forget about it. It's impossible to say. This is a tough cook, Moon Dalit. She's dying. What are you saying? This is a bottle. He's doing the Tisha Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is that part of the Tisha Yom Kippur. Therefore, there's no distinction over here, there's no restriction of Shiru. That's the passage from the Yom Kippur. Of Kippur Dalit, Sif, Zion. Why? They're Abanon. There are bonos. There's only about Yom Kippur, the Oraisa. Kippur's alright, you have to have, you know, a little bit at a time. But here, the Rabbanan, they never made any chumra whatsoever. That's it, finished. You have to eat already. What's the matter? Who promised me to see a Shayach with this Rav, Shuvah the Rabbanan. Who opened the Venice design? What's the matter? What's that, Mr. Baruch? Who won the chat? Huh? No. From the Kidderaita? Winchester? What? Say, look. No, the Baruch. Give me an answer. You won't talk, I have this one. Okay. Let me be the Shabbos guy. I'll say this. Listen. It says it in the Navi. Toma Raviv and Toma Chamishi. It's found in Navi. If it's in Navi, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah. The Gemara from the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, if indeed the other fairs are quote unquote optional, I'm told the briskers don't fast the other fairs. I'm told. The briskers don't ever fast the Rosh Hashanah, or Tov Gedalia, or Thermatin, is it? Shrach. There's no fair. Kabbalah from Haimah. They don't fast. Do have a Tishba. Hey. No, they were briskers here. Why would you fast the Tisha B'Av? Yes, well, why? Because the Gemara, Shani Tisha B'Av, Paul the Huch Pulu Bo Tzorum. There's a Chum and a Bayit twice, terrible. No. The question becomes, what level is it Shani Tisha B'Av Huch Pulu Bo Tzorum? What kind of din is that? So it could be some apologies to be a lot of Narach HaShul. The Be'alotha says, a shiny tishba of whole bookful of Taurus is a din midivre Kabbalah. That Toma Chavishi is more common be kind of level of the Nevi'im for bookful of Taurus. And therefore, it's a kind of a divre Kabbalah to divre Taurus. We understand very well why after each year of Tim Jom Kippur. So the Rosh Hashanah goes, no, he knew about the Ritma in Megillah, excuse me, Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh Hashanah who say the Ferish Fakeret, that the Isser of the Chomer of Tisha B'Av over Shavuot and the Talmud is not Midirei Kabbalah. It's only Midirei Rabbanah. By Midirei Kabbalah, even if it's full of all charges, still brought to the Tana, brought to the Tana. So therefore, it's only purely the Rabbanah in effect. And therefore, assuming that today, it's Ein Alpha Fen Shalom. And therefore, we can be Makel not to eat Yerub, but to eat drink. That's a possibility. So the what the Machloekas is, that's one shot. Or another shot you could say to your Lama. No, it's too fancy. He knew, the Lama knew about the Rajma and the Ritma, he knew it's only with the Rabbana. But he said, called the Tikkun Rabbana, Ke'ein the right to Tikkun. And what's not going to be by Yom Kippur, what's in the Shira? Maybe you can say it's about. It's an essay in the Lama says that. Yidah Chatzishir, you're holding the low, for sure. But maybe the essay is still the problem, some folks can say. If you eat less than the shiur, called Tamas and Kippur, although you buy the low, that's it. But the essay is still intact. It's still intact. That's what the Be'alacha means when he says, you eat a little bit, quote, lo neka atainus legamre. Listen to the essay. Lo neka atainus legamre. The essay is still there. So it could be, that Shar Tanyo, also on the level of the Rabbanan, there is a quote essay. A quote essay. Even though the Malkum called those gods the Rabbanan, there's no picture, but maybe an essay there still is, especially if Chatzishil will be enough for you. Look, if Chatzishil will not be enough for you, you have no right to fast with Shira. You must eat, and if you did eat, your fast is no fast. Name is Christ of the Bridge of someone came to the Brisker Rav, they're looking for minions. The minute you don't say Anenu, but they have a minion, by a cow, minion of six or seven. So they said, are you fasting? He says, yes. The Brisker said to him, yeah, but you're sick. Yeah, but I'm fasting anyway. Stop. Your fasting is all fasting, forget about it, and you don't count for a minion for Anenu by a cow. Whew. Yeah, Brisker. When you're, if you're ready fast, if parasma, if you're ready fasting, you have to be healthy. And if not, the fast is no fast. I guess the Brits didn't bother fasting on a server table. It's not no fast anyway. What do you gain by fast? Yeah. Alright. Fine. You just wanted to be halacha, you know, you have to be careful, man. You know, if already you're eating, and you already broke your fast, you already had, you know, the shear of desires, you had it right away, there's no need to even stop it afterwards. Don't kipper, every morsel you eat is an insert. But on Tisha B'Av, I don't think that's so. Once you already ate, you broke the fast already, you can eat whatever you want. Whatever you want. Only the minimum? I don't think so. I don't think so. But they're a Ravadi right. What about the Madapo Abi Yeshua in footnote 40? They need to give whatever they want. Whatever they want. Whatever they need. Whatever they want. Okay. You mentioned before a little bit about our name of the story, passing in Kuminko. Alright? The Ravadi Yeshua quote, footnote 80, so it's one of the times you say Anenu Hashem, Anenu B'yom HaTanis HaZeh. No, that's not accurate. Instead of Anenu, you say Anenu Hashem, Anenu, and you leave out the flower. Yom sometimes you say, where the Tanis of Yom HaTanis HaZeh? Where the Tanis? Yochid! Yeah, what do you know? What's so presumptuous? Yom HaTanis saying, I declare Tanis. Because, why has they lost? I declare Tanis. No. That's not the shulana. You can make it wrong and say, Yom Tov Tanis Tanis, it's so fantastic. You can't do anything. So that's why you say, you would say Yom Tanis and then a Tanis Tanis. No. But, the ritual director. But, mission. But, if it's a regular Tanis testing half a day, so then you leave it out completely. You leave it out completely. Yeah. But, no. You have a private prayer, you take time to say, you know why? There are others in the world who are fasting for the more significant reasons than you. And if you're joining with them, you can still call your own song. That's the meaning of the Ramon and the Mishnah Berurah. But if you've been fasting for half a day, and you're also not a common dojo, I don't believe yourself, you the Mishnah Berurah, you say, beyond that. You don't use the word kindness. Two strikes against you. A kindness, still you're not fasting at all. If your halacha says, among the rocks you say, Yom Tanis Tibruzet. Your lucky sisters leave it out. You say, I ain't able to leave out the words, Yom Tom Tanis Tanis to please. Different customs again. Okay. Here's Mr. Bruin's clue. Enough. Now, a Tanis Yachid, and you ate a shear, and you move, you break it, it's called breaking a fair, losing a fair, you don't say it anywhere else. You say the shear is Kazayim. Is it Kazayim or is it Kosef? Against shear. See the mission with the Kozaias or Kozaias? What should it be? Kozaias by Yom Kippur. Kozaias? No, it's Kozaias, no? So the Bialach over here says, one of the Tish Be'olam has promised me Kozaias on Tisha B'Av. Strange? Don't know. Let's go back to our original Gemara. The Gemara of Lama says that all the laws that are available apply to Tisha B'Av. Chila Shtia, what's that doing there? I don't know, it's something that's thing I have to give. Tikha, etc. Rashi says, Achil and Shtia, not by Abel, let's just throw it in here. And it gives the Rechisa, we don't have an Agamara. This is your thought. Now, in Oslo, the latter washed his hands and his face and his feet in cold water. And one day, it says, Oslo and Kishabab are the same. What if I quote this in Simon, Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Tess? We'll look for a minute. Also, the Rechitza of the Tikha on Tisha B'Av, Tina Chila Mitzvah, also, Lirchot Bein Bechanin, Bein Bitzonen, Lepona, Vyoda, Viraga, Bechanin, also, Bitzonen Mutter! Woo! Also, Medana, Ogle, and Tisha B'Av. Also, Mabel, Kol, Shul, Mishan, Eivel, Von Tisha B'Av also named the Chal named the Tonon. He has Muzah for an Avil and Muzah for Tisha B'Av. Can you believe it for a minute? Nah. We don't pass away. We're stuffing the dolls against the Gemara in time. We had a time for my cousin. One day. Even Yom Kippur, he said, you can wash one of our Tonon. No one ever dare accept it. The Das Yom, which is Nitzchel, the Gamre, Me'alot. What are they talking about? The nature of the Easter of Tisha B'Av. For the one who's trying to give them an avail. according to us, it's a din, what? Of the ignuity of a pilot, the Mr. Rose said. It's in a pilot. Yom Kippur. Not to Nina. Sicha lahavir et azuhava. He uses the order of the Tisha B'Av. Not a question. It's been not to Nina lahavir. An awful is mutter. If Tisha B'Av is in a veil of the mutter, it's in Yom Kippur, it's also. We thought that it also should be also here as well. It would get some hope. Even if it should be somewhere, some kind of a cooler about Sicha lahavir et azuhava and Tisha B'Av. Because it all lumped us, should come on also. But he says over here, when the Mechaber says, Sicha shall tainik is over. She causes Mahavrat Azuma Mutter, says the Biolocha Sib Tezvon. I don't think it's true. But on Allah, she's coming to the doctor. Okay? So we have a Dozi Orch, my first side. One of you all. No deodorant. Now we'll test their claim. 24-hour protection. We'll find out. We'll find out soon enough. With a 24-hour protection is, yeah. Yeah. But what's the time to demonstrate my protection tomorrow at this time? We'll put on a commercial and the truth is, if you look at the sources, the Easter, the Dinner Sikhal Havaka Zuma is Yom Kippur, is Yerushalmi. The answer is Yom Kippur, Bein Shal Tanav, Bein Ena Shal Tanav Osir. And there's the famous that a Tisha B'Av is mutter. He has to follow. So you shine and learn a Tisha B'Av is a Torah Tavelus. Not even New Year. So we talk like a Babli. This is a Machlokas. If it's a Machlokas, it's a Sochem and Tainit. It's a Machlokas Babli and Yerushalmi as well. So for us, I think it should be Osir. Forget the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Meir is quoted in the Bible Yeshurun as saying, if you sweat a lot, it's considered as Refuah. 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 Ah, come on. Refuah? Really? I don't know. I'm assigning it to myself though, because it's safer on Tisha B'Av is cooler. And it's safer on a veil, so this moment is mapping, no deodorant for a week. Now, no one advertised the 7-day protection. Sorry. The Muslim will have a Zuma at the end of the story. Okay. But well, Tisha B'Av is also, exactly. Tisha B'Av is also, and Avelis is Muslim. Okay, that's what came out. All right, Rabbi Olsen. Let's go on. Yeah. Children of Tisha B'Av. You may mention our Avelis here. The Rami Rutenberg says, no, fill in on Tisha B'Av. It's like the first day of Avelis. And the Rosh says, no, it's like it's no worse than the later days of Shiv. What for the Maram? The first day. We don't know what day before. But not quite. How many get to put on at Minchas time? Why? There it is. We hold that during Kinos of Shacharit, he treated it as an owning. Because like consider Avelis Chamur, it's kind of the floor, and there's the whole business. After Chatzos, we get up on the regular chair and show, consider it as an Avel. And not as an Avel of your Rishon, therefore I'm getting the front filling after Chatzos, that's Minchas time. So the custom of those talents, we put it on again after Minchas. After Minchas. Even though it's a talent of cotton, they put it on in the morning, the broth is usually made after Minchas. You put on filling as Minchas, you say Krishna again, no way! Easter Gomer of the Meitara on Tisha B'Av. The meaning of the many is to be made for the Tiskei Shubat with Alan and Chassidus of Eben. But me, that Vane, the Krishna, say they're a Yoy, if you put on a film, they got the Krishna, what kind of business is this? Alright, fine. Good. Nah. So they have some Ravina Tom. They said they take Krishna from Ravina Tom and film, so they the carry out the mission. What? Is that there, yo? Krishna takes it off. All right. Okay. And if you're the Krishna killer, okay. Rabbi Tom. Tyson says over here, on the flam on the day, the person is deep. Krishna is in his comfort. So let's say there, if you have two pillows, close to close, you can sleep with one pillow. Okay? Now, the Shemara quotes opinion, sleep on the floor. Mamish on the floor. Right. On the floor. We have some people there who try to be sitting near the floor tonight. Not on the floor. Yes. The general rule, the person even been the my tichvodo on Tisha B'Av. The general principle is my tichvodo. Mechaber Tosfos Menei Tebeit Yesh Mishen Nog Vishka B'Av Tisha B'Av Muta Alar Tosh Meitim Eben Tamas Rosho Tamor Some would starve and then discover without Tishabo should rubber with base of effort, some with a rock. And what if you used to only one pillow? I would say most people in this camp only sleep with one pillow. There was no pillow. It don't break your back. Some people have a bad back, it's a good thing. You have the sun rise. So yeah, most of us have survived, broken some are healthy enough. Have you ready? Yeah? Broken some are giving you to survive without any pillow. That's the minute. You can't? Okay. Well, I want to summarize. The Yemite, other Mitzvot, the Hanasa, the Tishra, the Kol, Ma, the Efsha. Now, to me, Mr. Roof, no smoking. What do we try? Well, this is the rice all year long. Good. Fine. That's the hello. Now, the Rosh quotes a Yerushalmi about Nachem, very interesting. Koyomai Kamati, the Rosh Simon Lamedala. Nachem is supposed to be said according to the Yerushalmi Machlech. We say it in Rishay, or we say it in Moses. What? We say neither. We say it when? In the Yerushalayim. Strange. Basically, one of the Zardav Ches, we can hear a lot of things that are what we call Mei and Yonam. Not so poshut. Gets the Yerushalmi. And he thought we hold about the argument, I guess. And the Russians come to call Yomai Tamati, Lama Nova Shayom, knocking out of the Silas and Mincha. What's going on? They should say it all to be Silas. What's going on over here? What happened over here? No, I'll tell her. Why?